The foot-and-mouth disease epidemic in Europe is winding down. So far, it seems, the United States has escaped this one. In fact, there hasn't been a case of the disease here since 1929. But 50 years ago, in a little-known chapter in history, there was a close call. An epidemic in Mexico was headed straight for Texas, and it took thousands of men to hold it off. Some of the Americans who worked on the campaign still get together for reunions. NPR's Joanne Silberner joined them this year in Tucson to hear how they saved the country from foot-and-mouth disease and how they have stuck together.
In the late 1940s in Texas, the cattle industry was booming. Young men back from World War II headed for work on the ranches. Then, something happened south of the border.
One day late in 1946, an outbreak of the dreaded plague in Mexico.
It was foot-and-mouth disease. A U.S. Department of Agriculture documentary made during the epidemic describes it roaring towards Texas.
The disease first appeared around the port of Veracruz, then with almost lightning rapidity spread to 16 states and the Federal District of Mexico as the virus was carried by infected animals, by people, by all manner of vehicles.
Infected dairy cows don't produce milk. Weakened oxen can't pull plows. Cattle waste away. The U.S. government was terrified the disease would reach Texas. It co-sponsored an eradication campaign with the Mexican government. The retired U.S. general who headed the effort recruited veterinarians and cowboys, roustabouts and cattle inspectors.
My job was to reach my hand in the cow's mouth and pull her tongue out to see if she had lesions on it.
Every day we saw animals infected, and we were killing them every day and putting them into the trenches.
Matavacas.
Cow killers.
These men once rode horses and roped cattle all day, and to hear some of them tell it, drank tequila all night. Now they're in their 70s and 80s at a reunion at an airport hotel in Tucson. They're a little hunched over, but their spirits are unbent.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, bien.
¿Cómo estás, guapo?
Viejo.
Viejo y guapo is pretty good.
That's pretty good, if you, los dos.
Bill Lefwich is 78 years old and cowboy handsome. He sports a bola tie gathered by a silver clasp, a steer's head. He made it himself. Lefwich had been a tank commander in World War II. He returned to South Texas to farm and ranch, but it was tough going. The epidemic was a new opportunity.
I've been to Mexico before, and I liked Mexico, and I had had some bad financial farming situations. I'd farming during a drought. And a bank had closed me out and taken my tractors and pickup. So I was needing a job.
It paid well and it sounded good, and he was qualified.
If you had worked cattle and could speak Spanish, well then they'd sign you up.
Nobody told him the job might be dangerous, even life-threatening. But it did worry Rosemary Turner. She's Bill Lefwich's sister. Lefwich convinced her and her husband to go along to Mexico.
When we signed up, we had to go home and get vaccinated for all the different diseases. And while we were waiting to be called, one of the men was stoned to death down there. And we weren't sure we wanted to go down after that, but we packed up and went anyway.
Rosemary and her husband and Bill and his wife went to some of the most remote places in Mexico. Places with bad roads, hostile Indians, poor sanitation, and no running water.
If you didn't mind cooking on a one-burner camp stove of gasoline that you had to pump up and have a baby and wash diapers on a rock, it's all right. And we thought it was worth it to go with those old boys.
Mexico, Mexico.
At a banquet at the reunion hotel, a local band plays. Bill Lefwich, Sister Rosemary, and their spouses eat steak, prepared Mexican style. It's a far cry from a meal Bill's wife cooked 50 years ago, says Rosemary.
We had Thanksgiving together one time, and the boys had rounded up a turkey, and she cooked that turkey and dressing in a mop bucket on that stove, and it was the best turkey dinner I ever ate.
That was one of the lighter moments. The job itself was grim.
Throughout the infected regions of Mexico, in the back country, in the towns, in the farming centers, the work of eradication continued.
Killing was part of the campaign. In all, workers shot 1 million cows, sheep, goats, and pigs. They vaccinated millions more. Bill Lefwich inspected livestock. He was one of hundreds who rode through central Mexico to check for foot and mouth disease. If he saw the characteristic blisters or foaming at the mouth, he called a vet. Teams herded infected animals and any animals that had been exposed to them into ditches and shot them. The peasants watched and were devastated. Lefwich felt it too.
They had them named. They knew them well. They bring them in at night, run them through their house to a corral out and back. They knew those animals. They would stand on the edge of the ditch and cry because there's old Sargento down there and here we're going to shoot him. And we did, and it was tough. It was tough.
To limit the resentment, the commission assigned Mexican partners to Lefwich and all the Americans. They made decisions jointly, and only the Mexicans shot the livestock. Paymasters went along and gave fair market value for the animals. Teams also traveled with soldiers, and that may have saved Bill Lefwich's life.
One village, I got there and was going to inspect their cattle, and they were having a fiesta, and the men were drunk. And this mob got between us and our vehicle, and I told my soldiers, we're going to leave and come back someday when they're not having a fiesta and not drinking. And so we started walking back, and here's this mob in front of us. And they were coming to us, and a leader there had machete. And this soldier worked the bolt on his rifle and just stuck the muzzle of it up in the mouth of the leader. And he said, I'll blow you away and everybody else.
The peasants backed off, but another team wasn't so lucky. In a nearby town, an angry mob attacked 8 workers, killed them all, and mutilated their bodies. The danger forged a permanent bond.
The picture of this guy here on the horse, or with the horse right there, is one of my best cowboys. From Tetecala, Morelos, he's one of the best cowboys I have ever seen anywhere.
It's happy hour at the reunion. John Couser and an old friend sit close together near a well-stocked bar. They're poring over his yellowed old photos like they were part of a family album.
This picture right here is Ferdy Rosenfeld. And Ferdy is sitting, he's in a red shirt. This guy here, that's Ferdy.
Look at all the hair on him. And you know what? He's got a cigarette in his hand, if you can believe that. I haven't smoked since then.
Anybody want a beer?
There's a cane or two resting against a chair, but to look at the brightness in the eyes of the men and women here, you wouldn't know it. They've got some powerful memories keeping them young.
It was a campaign to eradicate foot and mouth disease, and we did it. And we did it against long odds. We had to go into jungles. We had to go into rivers that had alligators. We had to go into deserts. We had to go up mountains. And we had to live under pretty tough conditions, but still, we got it done.
Each year, fewer people are able to travel to the reunion, but everyone here, including Bill Lefwich and his sister, is planning on meeting again next spring in San Antonio. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Tucson.